This is HPR episode 2335 entitled, BayFN UV5R VHF / UHF Handset Part 9, and is part of the series, QFK, HAM Radio. It is hosted by Mr. X, and is about 15 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, an in-depth series about the BayFN UV5R VHF / UHF handheld transceiver.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X. As usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available. If we all contributed to the show, we'd have more shows than we know what to do with. The show is provided by the community for the community. It's actually very easy. They've gone to a great deal of effort to streamline the whole process, and it's really quite easy. It's The hardest bit I find is getting around to writing the show notes. It's just a matter of picking up a microphone and hitting the record button. I'm sure you must have something interesting that we'd all love to hear. Okay, here I'll attempt to cover the menu options of the BayFN UV5R handheld transceiver. I'll cover some of the options in detail. The more obvious ones I'll just briefly cover. I'll highlight any options I don't understand and can't get information on. The options I know little about will likely be either BayFN specific options or options that are not really relevant to the radio amateur. If I remember, I'll try to include the radio announcements of the menu selection.
Menu. Frequency direction.
Menu 25, SFT-D. Frequency shift direction. Available parameters, minus, plus, and zero. Duplex shift. Sets the direction of the transmit offset relative to the received frequency. This option is mainly used to work through repeaters. Plus will set the radio to transmit at a higher frequency than the received frequency. Minus, this will set the radio to transmit at a lower frequency than the received frequency. Zero or off will disable transmit offset so that the radio will transmit on the same frequency as it receives. The amount of frequency offset is set by menu 26. This option is applicable to VFO mode only. In memory mode or channel mode, it must be programmed by the computer. Offset frequency. Menu 26. Offset. Frequency shift amount value in megahertz. Valid parameters are from 0 to 69.990 megahertz. This option again is mainly used when working through a repeater. It sets the amount of offset on the transmit frequency relative to the receive frequency. To input an offset frequency with the numeric keypad, enter the frequency in megahertz with leading zeros. For example, to set 2 megahertz shift, enter 02 on the numeric keypad. For a 600 kHz shift, enter 006. Use the up and down arrow keys to set offsets below 100 kHz. Menu 27, memory channel, store a memory channel, available parameters 000 to 127, stores the current settings in memory to the specific channel number.
Menu. Delete channel.
Delete channel. Menu 28, del-ch, deletes a memory channel, available parameters 000 to 127. Deletes a memory channel at a specified channel number.
Menu. Backlight selection.
Backlight selection. Menu 29. WT-LED. Display backlight color on standby. Available parameters blue, orange, purple, and off. This option sets the display backlight color when the radio is in standby, i.e. not receiving a signal and not transmitting. The available colours are blue, orange, purple, and off.
Menu. Backlight selection.
Backlight selection. Menu 30, RX-LED. Display backlight colour, receive. Fill parameters, blue, orange, purple, and off. This option sets the display backlight colour when the radio is in receive, i.e. when a signal strong enough to open the squelch is present. Again, the available colours are blue, orange, purple, and off.
Menu. Backlight selection.
Backlight selection. Menu 31. TX-LED. Display backlight colour. Transmit. Parameters available. Blue, orange, purple, off. This option sets the display backlight colour when the radio is in transmit, i.e. when the PTT push-to-talk button on the side of the radio is pushed. Again, the available colours are blue, orange, purple, and off.
Menu.
Menu 32, no voice prompt. AL-MOD. Alarm mode activated when orange button held. Available parameters, sight, tone, and code. Sight, cycling tone transmitted over the air. Tone parameter, emitted from radio speaker only. Code, transmit 5 seconds of tone followed by Morse.
Menu. Band selection.
Menu 33, band selection. Available parameters VHF, UHF. Sets the current operating band. The Bofeng UV5R covers a VHF frequency range of 136 to 174 MHz RX and TX and UHF frequency range 400 to 480 MHz RX TX.
Menu.
Menu 34, TDR-AB, no voice prompt for this menu. Transmit selection in dual watch mode. Available parameters A, B, and off. If enabled, when the PTT push-to-talk button is pushed, this will force the radio to transmit on the selected frequency when in dual watch mode. Option A will transmit on the frequency displayed in the upper display. Option B will transmit on the frequency displayed in the lower display. I'd imagine, though not confirmed, that option off inhibits transmit when in dual watch mode. Dual watch is set from menu 7. Menu 35, STE, squelch tail elimination. Available parameters on, off. There's no voice prompt for this menu. I don't know much about this option, but found the following interesting information on Stack Exchange. If I remember, I'll include the link in my show notes. From Stack Exchange. Tests are performed in carrier squelch mode on all radios without any subaudible tone or digital squelch involved. Scenario 1. The Bofeng handheld radio keys up. Another Bofeng is listening. When the transmitting Bofeng unkeys, the received Bofeng does not hear any squelch tail and has a smooth unkey. In other words, you don't get a kick when the person unkeys the transmitting Bofeng. Scenario 2. The Bofeng handheld radio keys up. a different brand radio is used to receive. When the Bowfinger unkeys, the squelch tail is heard through the speaker of the other radio. I have tested this on Kenwood, Alinco and Icom. So in this case you have the squelch tail elimination set on the Bowfinger, you transmit, you listen on another radio and it doesn't eliminate the tail. The Kenwood, Alinco and Icom radios hear the when the button's unkeyed on the Bowfinger. Scenario 3. A different brand radio keys up, the Bowfinger is listening. When the radio unkeys, I hear the squelch tail through the Bowfinger speaker. So there you go, you still have the, I would assume it still has the squelch tail elimination turned on the Bowfinger, but you transmit with a different radio, a non-Bowfinger radio, unkey, and on the Bowfinger you hear a kuk. What is it that Bowfinger uses to eliminate squelch tails on radio where no other brand inhibits this properly? I've confirmed it is not chicken burst enabling the PL tone early, or reverse burst phasing the PL tone 180 degrees, and there is something special about the Bowfinger radio's end of transmission squelch tail eliminator. So here's some more information also from Stack Exchange. Menu 35 STE squelch tail elimination. This function is used to eliminate squelch tail noise between the UV5Rs that are communicating directly, no repeater. Reception of a 55Hz or 134.4Hz tone burst mutes the audio long enough to prevent hearing any squelch tail noise. Note, when enabled and TDC is set to off, the radio sends a 55Hz tone for about 1/4 of a second when the PTT key is released. Note, when enabled and TDC is not set to off, the radio sends 134.4 tone for about 1/4 of a second when the PTT key is released. Note, set to off before communicating through a repeater. Note, recommended setting is off. Well, there you go. I don't know what all that means, but it's, I guess it's handy for direct Bowfinger to Bowfinger communication, not going through a repeater. It's a bit of a specialist use, I suppose. Primarily more useful for PMR type use, but I suppose you could use it for a simplex conversation, I suppose, from Bowfinger to Bowfinger. Menu 36 RP-STE squelch tail and elimination through a repeater. Available parameters 1 to 10 and off. Recommended setting is off for amateur use. Menu 37 RPT-RL delay the squelch tail of repeater 1 to 10 and off. Again, recommended setting for amateur use, off. Menu 38 PONMGS power on message. Available parameters full and message. When enabled, it displays a two-line message on the display. Message can only be set via a computer. Full will flash entire LCD. Message displays a two-line message. Not quite sure what that means. Full will flash entire LCD. Message displays a two-line message. Oh well, something to experiment with. Menu 39, Roger Beep. Parameters available on, off. Transmits an audible tone after you release the PTT. From Wikipedia, radio, a tone or tone added to the end of a broadcast segment to indicate that the user slash operator has concluded speaking. It is usually added automatically by a power mic, CB radio or transceiver.
Menu.
Initialization. Menu 40. Reset. Reset defaults. Available parameters, VFO and all. This resets the radio to factory defaults with some exceptions. VFO resets VFO settings only. All is total reset. Reverts everything with exception of the power on message, the VIP software band limits, and some firmware it may reset language to Chinese. This concludes all the available 40 menus on the Bowfinger UV5R. Okay, this concludes the detailed series of the Bowfinger UV5R VHF, UHF transceiver. By now you'll be completely fed up of it. I was planning originally to do a little bit on the open software program Chirp, which allows you to program, among other things, the UV5R radio. It'll cater for a wide selection of radios, but it does do the, in particular, it does do the Bofeng UV5R. But I'll maybe leave that for another day, because that was quite a few episodes I did then. You'll be completely bored of it. Completely bored of the topic. Right, okay. If you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
Listen carefully. What I'm about to say is, this year, you'll produce a show for HPR.